Thank you, John, for bringing that message to us this morning. Do you know what to say when false teaching comes? When someone is bringing new thoughts or ideas and adding it to the scripture, do you know what to say? I appreciated your, as you expounded on these verses here this morning, I've heard a lot of different opinions and ideas on some of these verses, but be rooted and grounded in the Word of God. I'll stop talking. I'll open it up to you as a congregation. If you have thoughts or something you'd like to share this morning, prayer requests, whatever, I'll give you a few moments to do so this morning.
I really wasn't going to stand because I always do, so I was going to let everybody else, but nobody else wanted to, I guess, so I'm not going to leave John hanging this morning. Thank you for coming, sincerely. Thank you, and it was good to hear your teaching again and your just your in-depth teaching that you do, and I appreciate that. And one thing that came to mind was as I was reading here over the last couple days here, I came across many times in Scripture where it talked about false teaching, and just being aware of people and the false teaching, and I had to ask myself, how do I know if it's true or false? And I think it was explained this morning pretty clearly. Knowing the Word, knowing the truth, and knowing the gospel is how we can define between false teaching and truth. The other thing I had to think about, I don't know how many people thought about this, but almost exactly a year ago, at a men's meeting at New Life, there was an outreach committee formed. And a year later, we're here in John's preaching. In February, we got together the first time with the outreach committee, and John was there. Had no idea. 11 months later, we'd be here. But praise God this morning, and amen. Thank you, John, for coming.
Yeah, thank you, John, for sharing what you did. It was just a blessing to have him here to share with us. And the verse that kind of came to me is, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." We truly know God's word. In fact, it is the way, the truth, and the life. That is the best way that we can know the gospel is through Christ.
Thank you, John, for what you shared this morning. I was challenged with the whole thought of the eating the meat and versus not eating the meat. It just kind of stuck out to me how you pointed out that that he was saying there that, you know, he will refrain from eating the meat if it might offend somebody else. I guess I've read through that scripture, you know, and I knew the concepts there, but I guess it just kind of brought out a different perspective to me this morning. Really stuck out to me the whole concept of making sure that I don't do something that might offend somebody else or push somebody else towards something that they feel is a sin, even though I feel in my heart that it's not a sin or whatever. And thanks for sharing. Thanks for coming.
It's good to be here this morning, and thank you, John, for sharing. And a lot of good thoughts there. And offending one another has hurt the church in so many ways over the years, and the love and respect we can have for each other. So I want to be part of that. Just a prayer request. My father Tyler's grandpa has dementia really bad. This last week he fell and cracked over his head pretty bad and had to have some major stitches put in, and he's kind of in a nursing home right now, not doing well. Just he doesn't want to be there, and but yeah, he's not, basically can't walk. So just pray for my dad, Daniel Hershberger, and us as children, we know what to do and how to handle the situation.
Maybe I don't need to talk again, but what Jay said reminded me. Yesterday we had our annual business meeting, and as Alan read the minutes for that meeting, a year ago we put in, the outreach committee. If you would have asked me at that time, I would have said, no, 2-3 years, we'll have figured it out. And I'm amazed how God has led us. It's not because the outreach committee did it. They did a good job, but it's not because of them, but I really feel that God has led us here. Amen. And so I want to bless you as a church here. Thank you for each one, for the part that you do. I love a small church, and I see this, and it's great. It reminds me of the time we started New Life, and so I just want to bless you guys for your efforts and what you're doing, and just continue to serve the Lord here.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right, if not, I won't drag it out. Romans 16, verse 27, the very last verse in Romans, and I think John read it this morning, but it says, "To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen." Isn't that the whole... Do you say the whole purpose of life? To bring God glory, to bring God honor and praise. And as was mentioned already, if we know the truth, we can be free. We can live in the power of the cross and what Jesus did for our salvation. So often I'm amazed that when these movements come around or when new thoughts come around, it sounds so good. And, there's verses and there's scripture to go with it. But so many times, if you just pay attention long enough, there's just something in there that doesn't quite line up with what God designed and what God intended and what the scriptures tell us. So let's be on guard. Let's be on watch. And let's bear with one another. Let's love each other as we go through life. There is a fellowship meal. Thank you to each one that shared. Thank you again, John and Laura, for coming, for sharing the message for us. There is a fellowship lunch prepared downstairs. Everyone is invited to stay for that. If you can stay, you can probably take a plate of food and take it with you before you go if you want to do that as well. Why don't we stand? We'll have a word of closing prayer, and I'll pray for the noon meal as well. And then maybe, Ryan, if you have a verse of a song after the prayer, then after that, you can consider yourselves dismissed. So let's pray. God, we come before you one last time here this morning. We thank you. We praise you for your faithfulness, for your goodness to us. God, thank you for the message that we heard this morning. To be on guard, to watch for those false teachers that come, and to bear with our brothers and sisters who maybe are still weak in the faith or stronger in the faith or whatever it is. God, sometimes those opinions and ideas and frustrations get the better of us. But God, help us to all bear with one another, to love one another, and to work together as a brotherhood for the furtherance of your kingdom. God, we thank you also for the food that's been provided for lunch today. Just pray that you would bless it to our bodies and that we would use it to the furtherance of your kingdom. Be with us throughout the remainder of today. And as we go from here, I pray that you'd grant us safety on the roadways and that everything we do would be to your honor and glory. We pray this in your name. Amen.